Country Pop FM.
The Monday Bob Almanac here today. The Almanac again survives the weekend. Always good to see that it does.
Always good to see that it does, yeah.
Monday, October 23rd, 296th day of the year. We're nearing 300, the 300 mark of the year, 2023. Today, 1935, American mobsters. Remember some of these guys? They were butchers. They were mobsters.
Oh, yeah.
Dutch Schultz, Abe Landau, Otto Berman, and Bernard Lulu Rosencrantz were all fatally shot by organized hitmen.
Wow.
At a Chop House restaurant in Newark, New Jersey. Becomes known as the Chop House Massacre.
Ooh.
They were all killed to prevent them from killing the U.S. attorney prosecuting Schultz for tax evasion.
Wow.
The Chop House Massacre. Let's just say that after people heard about this, they weren't ordering the stew for the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
1935. Let's move on to 1970 now. This might be actually a related story.
In our family, the favorite soup is Campbell's Chunky Sirloin Burger.
You mean Campbell's Chunky Chicken.
Sirloin Burger. Michael loves the little sirloin burgers and Chunky Sirloin Burger.
Oh, my God. Sirloin Burger? How good is that? Do they still make that? I need to go buy some. The Sirloin Burger. It was like the Salisbury steak that we would get at school, but only smaller, a little thicker.
And they had the little black marks on.
Yes, yeah, they had the grill marks on there, and they probably actually had more actual meat in it than what we got. Again, reminder that what we were getting at school was government supplied.
Right.
So who knows how much, although I think they were living by USDA standards there.
I believe so.
Campbell's introduced chunky soup, the soup that you can eat with a fork.
Right, remember that?
Yeah. Actually, their first, when they first did it, it was the soup you can almost eat with a fork. But then I think they took that away and they just said you could eat it with a fork later on.
Yeah.
As far as their slogan, chunky soup.
It would take a little while longer, I think, to get it all down. But
people were tired of just runny soup.
Right.
They wanted more chunks in there.
And this, you know, we had all the soups pretty much that we bought until at that point were condensed, where you had to add the water. Or like sometimes you'd add water and milk.
These were in bigger cans.
Bigger cans where you didn't have to add anything to them.
Yes, yes. 1970, Campbell's and Chunky Soup. 1971 on this date. Peter, well, he wants to know what's for dinner, and the rest is history.
Pork chops and applesauce. I mean, that's swell.
Have you got something stuck in your teeth?
What do you say then?
Hi, honey. Hello.
You say we're having pork chops and applesauce. Yeah.
Neil, even you probably remember that Brady Bunch episode.
Vaguely.
Pork chops and applesauce. It became a word in the vernacular of all kinds of social circles and certainly in pop culture history. Not much can beat pork chops and applesauce. That episode of the Brady Bunch aired on this date. 1971. Also in 1973, President Richard Nixon agreed to turn over the White House tape recordings to Watergate Judge John Sirica. John Sirica got 18 White House tape recordings, all for a penny.
Or Sirica, as we used to call him.
What would I say? Sirica?
Sirica. Sirica, I think you said.
If you say it fast, that's what it is.
That works.
To be honest.
Right.
So that was this date, 1973. Did you get the joke? I mean, you're there.
I did, yeah.
Correcting me on the pronunciation of Sirica, 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 Sirica,
Sirica,
Sirica, 1973. You knew your Watergate judges, didn't
I
you?
I did.
Who
Absolutely.
Else was the judge in the I don't remember any other Watergate judges.
I don't either.
1973, the Arab oil embargo extended to the Netherlands on this day. What did the Dutch ever do to anybody?
They seemed peaceable enough.
And everybody was okay with the embargo up to that point. And then once they targeted the Netherlands and the Dutch, people got upset.
I'm sure Bert Blylevin's family was
and
leading
was,
that charge.
It ended, everybody marched into OPEC wearing their wooden shoes. They started throwing the wooden shoes.
Demanding answers.
1981 on this date.
This is the new Frogger home video game, Ribbit. It's just like the arcade game. Very lifelike, Ribbit. See, you have to hop Frogger past these cars and trucks. Missed, Ribbit. Past the snakes.
You remember Frogger at least, Neil?
Oh, yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Okay, Frogger was released as an arcade game on this date, 1981. And I love Frogger. Frogger was probably one of my top five arcade games. And I actually had the little Frogger. Did you ever see those little games? You know, it wasn't ones that you play on your TV, but it was. They looked like arcade games, but they were tabletop. And they were small. And they had Pac-Man and Frogger and a few of the ones. And I had that Frogger one. I think I got that for Christmas, 7th grade.
Played that a few times, did you?
It followed me. I took it wherever I went. Let's put it that way. That was a state in 1981. 1983, this was in the news, and this was pretty awful.
Death came out of the dawn light of a quiet Sunday morning in Beirut. The soldiers who were to die seconds later were still sleeping when the fanatic drove his killer truck at full speed into the four-story building. He deliberately sacrificed his own life to kill so many others. Within 2 minutes, a similar operation destroyed a French military headquarters. Where the killers came from or how they evaded numerous Lebanese army checkpoints is still a mystery.
That was the bombing of the U.S. barracks in Beirut. 230 U.S. Marines were killed on this date.
Awful.
1983. I remember when that happened. Remember talking about it like the next day at school.
Sure.
Back in 83. 1991, Clarence Thomas, despite the charges of sexual harassment brought by Anita Hill. Clarence Thomas sworn in. Here's President H.W. Bush.
And when we ask our justices to uphold the Constitution, we entrust to them the laws that give life to our principles. Clarence Thomas now joins the distinguished ranks of jurists to whom we entrust this sacred task.
Last time I checked, he's still on the on the court, right? He's still
there.
He's still one of the justices. That's 1991. 98. My loneliness is killing me. We heard this gal for the first time. Talk about pop culture. She's coming out with a new tell-all book.
Oh. Even I remember that.
That's amazing.
Right.
To be honest. But she was everywhere. And I'd hope you'd see it.
Right.
That was a state. 1998 is how long ago that Britney Spears released the debut single, Baby One More Time.
25 years.
Yeah. Wonder if John Sirica remembers it. How about this date, 2001?
iPod. 1,000 songs in your pocket.
iPod was released, the first ever iPod. I don't even think they make or sell those anymore because people just put they just put it on their phone.
Right.
Because they can put storage on the phone. But this was a big deal. You could get thousands of songs on this little thing.
It was huge. It was like traveling with a jukebox. It was always at your disposal. That was a big deal.
The Sony Walkman cassette player was dead, officially.
Yep.
On the stage.
Gonzo.
or even the portable CD players.
Yeah.
You know, I think you probably still use them a little bit, but the portable CD players at that point in time, 2001, those were going bye-bye because of a digital file of the songs, MP3s primarily. And then 2019.
Google announced today they've achieved quantum supremacy. So what does that mean? It's a major breakthrough in computer research. Quantum computers are much more powerful than the ones we use today.
Google has quantum supremacy. That's really no surprise. They have supremacy pretty much over everything these days.
Yeah.
They know where you're at
on
your phone. You got Google Maps. They know where you're at. They know what you're searching. They know what you want. They hear. So they throw an ad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Jason Bourne movie.
It really
does.
The
Quantum Supremacy, 2019. That was 4 years ago. We have birthdays today. Are you ready, Neil?
Lock it in.
Okay.
Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9 under par score.
That's Chai Chai Rodriguez here today. Ooh. Golfing great. Would pretend his putter was a sword. He was swashbuckling, draining those 10-foot putts for par.
Right.
And several birdies, too.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
First Puerto Rican to be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Did you know he was from Puerto Rico?
I did. Fine ambassador to the game of golf.
Oh, he is. You know, when he used to come here for the senior tour event, it was him. It was
Lee Trevino.
Lee Trevino and all. And just such characters that were unbelievable. Fuzzy Zeller. Yes, Fuzzy Zeller. Yeah. What a character.
Right.
That was this date, 1935.
He?
He's 88 now, if you do the math. Yeah.
Nice. I'm just kidding you. Welcome to our humble home, buddy. See, Frank here needs all the friends he can get. Frank's a weak little kid. His daddy taught him how to be a...
Stop, boy. Don't talk about my daddy.
Don't talk about my daddy. Go on, get out of here. Go out the garage, leave me be.
I tell you, Dwight Yoakam is a good actor.
Yeah. He has done his share, and maybe flies under the radar, but he's good.
That opening scene from Wedding Crashers is excellent. Do you remember that one from Wedding Crashers? That's it right there. No, that's actually from Sling Blade.
Right. A little darker.
Billy Bob Thornton, yes. Four Christmases. He just all of a sudden shows up and go, oh, that's Dwight Yoakam, the singer. Right. He does some music, too, which you can hear. And we certainly know what he sounds like as a singer here on Bob FM 67. Different kind of singer. We'll get to the music here eventually, but I thought it was a genius way to open up the song with a heart monitor sound effect.
I finally made it through med school.
Name this song, Neil.
Never heard it.
You know, you've never heard like a surgeon. You have to. You cannot say that you have not heard it. You're just doing it for effect now, just to make me look bad.
No.
In my class, barely passed at the institute. Now I'm trying to.
He was the parody guy.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Dear buddy.
I do not know him.
Oh, well, you're a big fan.
And millions of other people are. Yeah. I got to see him at the State Fair.
That's where he was. I remember you'd seen him.
Weird Al Yankovic is 64. No relation to the Polka King, Frankie Yankovic.
Right.
Even though
they
Weird
spell
Al,
it the same, don't
yes,
they?
Pretty. I think it is.
I think it is.
Although Weird Al, despite the fact that Weird Al is a master of the accordion, he can play the accordion and the concertina. And several of his songs feature that. In fact, he has polka songs. Polka's on 45 was one that he did.
I think he needs to do a deeper dive into his family tree. They've got to be related.
Oh, they have done it. They've done it. Of course, many people have done it. And even the Frankie Yankovic family has come out and said, no, no relation.
Okay.
He's 64 today.
Wow.
And he's kind of young at heart. He will never He will never be old to me.
No.
I just don't think that he ever will. Doug Flutie is 61 today. He had Flutie flakes.
My line of work, you get to appreciate a good, solid defense. That's why I use English Leather deodorant. It really works. So no matter how rough things get, I know I'm protected. English Leather deodorant, a good, solid defense.
Did your opinion of Doug Flutie just go up because you know that he's an English leather man?
Yeah, and I don't, you know, you kind of forget that they made deodorant.
He was the quarterback.
More than just cologne.
He was short. Of course, he became famous because of that Hail Mary.
Correct.
Boston, was it BC against Notre Dame?
Notre Dame, I think, yeah.
Or was it Miami?
I
think it was Miami.
Now to say that.
Big upset. Doug Flutie. And went on to the CFL, won all kinds of great cups up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, played quarterback in the NFL for a few teams.
Right, right.
Doug Flutie, he actually drop kicked in an NFL game once.
A lost art,
win
for
needed.
Sure, right.
He's 61 for Flutie.
Baby, hey, with the woman's eyes, I can feel you watching in the night.
This Hall & Oates song was just screaming to be redone country. And finally, Jimmy Wayne did it, like around 2009, right?
Oh, yeah. Did a nice job with it.
The only thing that's missing is John Oates.
When I feel cold.
Right. He did a nice job with that tune.
Yeah, he did.
I Love You This Much is another
that's
top
one
10.
We play now and again.
Jimmy Wayne is 51.
No relation to the Duke.
No, and that's unfortunate.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor.
I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s. Dad?
I never.
That is Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds.
Pretty good.
Deadpool is supposed to, he's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and somewhere Deadpool is supposed to resurface here.
Ah.
Somehow, some way. I don't know if he's going to be one of the new Avengers or whatever, but the lines in those Deadpool movies.
Pretty funny.
Some are crass.
Right.
Some are a little vulgar, but funny as heck.
Very funny.
Ryan Reynolds, 47. I heard you take a breath there. Did you have something else to say about Ryan Reynolds?
You know, when you mentioned the Marvel Universe, is it Captain Marvel, the new one that's coming out?
Yeah, that one's called The Marvels.
The Marvels. Okay.
She is in it, but there are other people that are in it. The Marvels or just Marvels. Okay. I think it is The Marvels.
And is that out or coming out?
November 10th.
Okay.
I think it is. Right, I actually just saw I just saw the commercial for it, and November 10th is what's sticking in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan Reynolds, he's 47
lovely
here today.
Lovely wife, too. And, what is her name? Blake.
Amanda Blake.
No, yeah. Miss Kitty.
Yes. No, we're not doing that yet. We have a Game of Thrones birthday here today.
Do.
She was the mother of dragons.
I am the dragon's daughter. And I swear to you that those who would harm you will die screaming.
Yeah, she was Daenerys Targaryen. She ended up ruling with the Snow guy at the end of Game of Thrones. And
blonde?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and even though she said she was the daughter of a dragon, she actually later then became mother of dragons because she hatched like three of them. She kept them warm. She sat on them the whole thing like a mother hen.
Oh, my gosh.
Amelia Clark. She is now also a member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, showing up in one of the recent streaming shows about the green, scaly people that can shift into humans, the shapeshifters, the Skrulls, Neil.
Oh, my gosh.
Amelia Clark,
okay,
37 today.
Mm-hmm. Gone, but not forgotten. We've got an impressive list today. I will mention John W. Heisman because we all know about the Heisman Trophy. It was named in his honor. And he was born on this day. Fine football player and coach, 1869. Legendary golf instructor Harvey Penick. When you talk about Tom Kite and Davis Love III and who else? There was who was the other? Johnny Miller, I think, was another guy that he mentored. Certainly got to mention Harvey Penick, born on. He's a guy who said, if you can put it on a peg, put it on a peg. If it's legal, always put it on a tee. James Daly, it's TV theme time here, Jim. And a fine theme it is. He was kind of the lead doctor at Medical Center. Also was a love interest from Miss Kitty, speaking of Amanda Blake in a Gunsmoke episode. That's James Daly, Emmy Award-winning actor and Medical Center, the late 60s there. He was in the original Planet of the Apes movie, too.
Yeah, he was he's one of the smart, like, orangutans, the science council, I think he was.
1918 for James Daly. He was Sergeant Carter on Gomer Pyle. He was played by the actor Frank Sutton.
Because it's the only name that's going to matter to you from now on. Carter. Sergeant Carter. Is that clear? Let me hear it. What's my name?
Sergeant Carter.
Hey!
Sir.
Sergeant Carter, sir?
Sergeant Carter, sir.
I can't hear you.
Did Gomer ever make it? Because he was late. Was that Andy's fault?
Yeah, kind of. No, it was more Gomer's fault than Andy.
But you know, the pace of life in Mayberry is so slow. I mean,
Right. Can
you imagine going from Mayberry then into the military?
Well, it was quite an adjustment.
Culture shock.
For one Gomer Pyle. And Frank Sutton played that memorable role. And he had hearing trouble. He needed new batteries or something. Something wasn't right.
That's a cool catchphrase. I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. He used it frequently. 1923. Well, he was the king of late night for most of us, I do believe. Nebraska's own Johnny Carson.
Having trouble divining this one?
No. Yeah. Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Laugh. Ed's laugh came from way down deep.
It did. Oh. He was loving that one.
Going,
got him there. Johnny Carson was phenomenal. One of a kind. 1925. Jim Bunning, fine baseball. If you read Ball 4, there's some expletives that we cannot use here
on
the radio.
Who wrote Ball 4?
Jim Bouton.
That's it.
A long time, yeah, pitcher with the Yankees. It's one of the greatest baseball books ever. But Jim Bunning, a fine pitcher with the Phillies, and then a representative from Kentucky. 1931. Pele, he only needed one name. Everybody knew. Probably, they still call him the best soccer player ever. The great Pele from Brazil, born on this day, 1940. From Jerry and the Pacemakers, Freddie Marsden.
You know the funny thing about Pele, that's still the only soccer player that I know.
There
name
you go.
Name a soccer player, Pele. Name another one.
Ace Netzelenque.
Right, exactly.
He was my favorite from the Kicks.
Tino Letteri.
Right.
Very cross the Mersey, Jerry.
On the drums.
Life goes on day after day.
And of course, that's his brother Jerry
Marsden
on the vocals.
Hearts one of the Marsden brothers.
We got time. Let's get to the chorus here.
So Mary, bless the Mersey.
Was there any group that girls didn't scream at in the 60s?
I mean,
that's
my question.
Sounded
like the same ones.
Exactly. Well, they camp out. And
right.
They're hoping the Beatles would just show up, so they would camp out there and play with their Barbie dolls.
It was, they all sounded the same, but you got to like it. That is Jerry and the Pacemakers and Jerry's brother Freddie Marsden, 1940. And one more. Let's remember CNN's John Holliman.
He was right there in Baghdad when the Gulf War broke out.
The sky continues to be filled with tracers as the anti-aircraft weapons continue to fire. Another huge, loud burst from the ground. More tracers going up into the air over the city. And there's a lot of fire going up. And as I say, these bombs continue to come down occasionally on the ground here.
Among those that were embedded in Baghdad, first days of the Gulf War when the air war started, did you prefer John Holliman? Did you prefer Bernard Shaw, or did you prefer Peter Arnett?
I was a Peter Arnett guy.
He was. We had a similar hairstyle.
Right, yeah, for sure. John Holliman, born on this day, 1948, the Bad Boys of Baghdad. And he's and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Dr. Bellows.
Is it, Major? It's a jail. Yes, but I know it looks like a jail. In the middle of your living room. Major, tell me, what are you doing in your pajamas in the jail in the middle of your living room?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was
working on an experiment. This time, Major, I'm not buying.
He was the psychiatrist that constantly was running into all these weird things that had to do with Jeannie and Major Nelson, and he could not figure it out. Dr. Bellows.
Right, he was great. They were, it was frequently a experiment that he was working on.
Hayden Rourke, who played Dr. Bellows, born this date 1910.
Now they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Do you like Dr. Bellows or Dr. Bombay?
Well, that's a toss-up, too. I almost lead in Bombay.
Yeah, he was good, too. Mm-hmm. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Ricky Van Shelton? From a Jack to a King, Alan Jackson, Right on the Money, or Leanne Rimes' Big Deal?
Let's go Alan Jackson today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KL.